Wisconsin Sports. Without a filter.
What are you talking about, Father Time? What?
Kyle Wallace.
Winning is the only thing that actually does matter.
Ben Brust.
So they can't execute the way they want to play offensively.
This is Kyle and Brust.
Did you call us idiots?
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
It is a great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Dry heaving everywhere I go. I was walking outside, no less. I mean, it's crazy. Are you going to put his mic on, or are you going to get... No, that's the wrong mic. And this is not C-Cat.
Gonna pot it up.
Put it up now. Come on.
There it is.
Why is this mic on? No, you still no Kyle? Oh my gosh, he's sweating. He's sweating. Now Kyle's going over the board. Nope, he's got two mics
on. Hello, there it is.
There, turn them all off.
Turn them all off so you know which one is mine now.
Okay, there it is. You good?
Had it. He's sweating.
Sweating?
Now he's sweating.
There is not a drop of sweat on me.
You a damn liar.
Yeah, your eyes, bug-eyed no over
sweat.
There.
Listen, you got extra red. Look at his forehead glistening
no
now.
Sweat, no
glistening.
Sweat.
Put yourself on camera and show everyone how red you really are.
That forehead
no sweat.
Glistening.
No sweat.
Glistening. What was the question you asked me? Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's crazy.
Listen, we was going to
I don't
go
know
for
anything
walk.
About air quality. But I feel like I became an expert today. It's bad.
I know. Remember when Struff last year had to take some time off? It wasn't even this bad last year. Oh, this is. I was going to go.
My point was, when you bring that up, is remember the air quality, quote unquote, was why he was sick. When we really know he stayed out too late.
Well, he needs to stay in the house today and not go out.
If he is not sick from this air quality, then we have our evidence completely in front of us that he was just a liar.
100%. 100%.
That's Andrew Zimmel, who did a horrible job getting us started running the show.
What a start. What a start.
I'm Ben Brust. That's Kyle Wallace. We're with you across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. As we take your calls or texts, you get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Ben out here looking like a lawyer. I don't think anyone would want me to represent anybody in the court of law.
I think you could be decent.
I mean, I've watched a lot of Law and Order and Law and Order SVU. Lincoln Lawyer is a favorite of mine. I do like watching shows about the law, but that does not qualify me to represent anybody in the court of law.
How many suits do you have?
I got like 7 good ones.
That's
I can
good.
Rotate.
That one looks quality.
Yeah, it's, you know, for all you nerds out there, I got the Star Wars interior.
Oh, wow. Where'd you get, you had that custom?
Oh, yeah. What does that say right there?
That say Ben Brust.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
You can see the shirt, too.
No, where'd you get that custom done at?
BJ Bizzle.
Where you get
that
from?
This started back in Madison. You know, obviously, we're with you on 100.5 ESPN Madison, wherever you're listening on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Greg Scalzo and I founded, somebody threw, like, people we knew that we worked with, like as partners of Good Karma Brands, and the guy would fly in from Thailand.
Oh, wow.
And we'd meet him at like the most random motel that I didn't know existed in Madison.
Oh, motel's a little sketchy. A lot of sketchy.
Greg had done it before.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, this feels weird. But you walk in, he's got briefcases that open up with the fabrics, the lining. Everything's custom.
And then he just...
in this suit coat plus the pants. Guess how much?
I mean, if it was a deal, $250?
$500.
Oh, okay.
But you go to a chain, give you a regular suit for like $750, $800.
Yeah.
It may not even be right.
I mean, $500 is a good
deal. So these shirts, too, $5 for like, it's a pretty nice shirt.
It's a nice shirt.
$5 for like $125.
No, that's the deal.
The shirts were the deal.
That's the deal. The suit, $5 suit.
But I can't keep growing in size with dad bod because the buttons
See, the buttons are starting to pop.
I was going to say, the reason why...
It used to fit a lot smoother.
Yeah, you were in your 20s, and now you're in your 30s. It's going to, the suit's going to get tighter and tighter. Ain't nothing worse than a suit getting tighter and tighter.
Yes, Cameron, I do know that was a horrible start to the show.
Horrible.
Zim will take some responsibility. Hand up.
No accountability.
Hand up accountability.
Love it. Wow.
Love it from him.
You know how I knew it was going to start off shaky is that you told him, you said, make sure Madison's good. And he said, what are you talking? It's good. Go. He put through his hand up like, what are you doing?
It went
downhill. But you know what? We got a whole 2 hours and 55 minutes to write.
Anyways, was really weird. Like, but it ended up working out great. He shipped them from Thailand.
Oh, so after you order it, he ships them?
You pick it out. You pick out everything. And so I picked the Star Wars on this one. I got a gambling themed, an American flag theme. I got a bunch of different inside lining. So it's legit.
No, that's
not
dope.
Legit. And I think he became a citizen and opened up a store in Madison. No free ads, but
oh wow,
good for him. American Dream.
Oh wow, look at that.
You know who's living the American Dream?
He should have named the store American Dream. Who?
Me.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Mr. USA. Tell me why you live in the American dream.
Because everyone...
The wife, the kids.
Everyone, you know, goes through their own journey, right? And so my journey was, having a daughter, and then we got married, and...
You got too excited.
Have another one on the way.
Congratulations.
And so we both, obviously, like any parent who can relate, loves their child, right? You love your child. You want to do anything for your child, right?
Obviously.
My daughter is very impressionable at this... year 2.5 mark. You know, she's 2.5 years old. So talking, has attitude, has emotions, is sweet, is opposite, you know, all the things. Everyone's been through, right? This is no different than anything. But when I leave on Mondays, she knows that I go to basketball. She said, Dad, you go basketball?
Oh, yeah.
And so a new trend for my wife and her friends has been Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Mahjong?
I've heard of it.
But it's like this... They're obsessed.
Is it like Catan?
I don't even know how to explain it.
How do you spell this Mahjong?
Mahjong would be my best guess. It will lead you in the right direction.
I think it's Mahjong.
Did I lead you in the right direction? Is all I was trying
Mahjong.
To get. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds Asian. China. Chinese.
Yeah, it's a Chinese game. And so they had to take a class to learn it. So now every week, on the calendar, in the family calendar, they rotate where everyone goes to play Mahjong.
Mm.
And so, when we leave the house, as I was talking for basketball on Mondays, I try and just quick exit. Right? Like, going to basketball, love you, bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because, like, you know, when you leave the child with your spouse, you want to leave it in, like, a non-emotional way.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and my daughter went to urgent care for a little glue. It was fine, but, like, my wife spent a lot of time with her. And, of course, she loves her. She loves her. I love her back. The process to leave while I was solo while she went to go play Mahjong was crazy.
Oh, no.
Love you. Hug, kiss.
Oh.
Like doing the whole thing to get her really emotionally attached.
No.
While we're eating dinner. I made her dinner. We're eating dinner, and she's getting ready to leave. She comes down and then just throws everything out the window that I'm working on.
Oh, yeah.
So then she walks out, and I was like, all right, it's fine. She's upset. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew she was going to be upset. It's fine. Then my wife, as she's walking down to the car, turns and looks at our front window, looks at Isla, blows her a kiss, and then all hell broke loose.
When to blow a kiss was a kiss of death for you.
For me.
For you.
Yes.
Because I know she's going to fall
apart.
The American
dream, baby. This is the American dream. So next thing I know, she is... Mom! Going back and forth to the window, trying to look where she is in the car. Finally, she drives away, and she's still screaming, Mom! And then she looks at me and goes, I have to go party! And just started having an accident.
Wait, she peed right there?
Yeah, she doesn't have accidents anymore. But emotionally, she couldn't handle Mom leaving because Mom made it hard on her.
Did you tell Mom what she did? The bomb she dropped?
Not when she left because I felt like I wanted her to enjoy her Mahjong.
She ruined your night.
I'm better than you.
Clearly. I got training. I got time. Figure it all out.
So I pick her up, take her over to the bathroom, sit her on the potty, and, you know, I was like, all right, got to make sure the dogs don't get anything. I go back to the dinner table. Dog wiped away the plate.
Oh, come on. Now the dog ate your daughter food.
Waffle gone.
Strawberry, gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, the cottage cheese was already eaten by my daughter, so that was already gone.
Well, that would have been a problem for the tummy.
So then I put the dog in the basement. Go back to the bathroom. The whole roll of toilet paper is gone.
Oh, my
God. Off, like, but, like, I wanted to tell it, like, what you doing? But it was, like, sweet. Like, to her, she was like, I just love her. And so what am I to say? Stop loving her?
You know you got to have patience. That's what it is. You have to have patience.
I didn't throw the whole, like,
I blame.
Why did you do this?
I blame your wife, because one thing you know about little kids, anytime their parent is leaving, the last thing they want to do is make it a big deal. You want them just disappear. You want the kid to be distracted so they're not even thinking about it. Because once they think about it, then they're worried about their parent leaving.
Finally, I can listen to you about something. Well, you're nailing it on the head.
I got a lot of little cousins. A lot of cousins. And I babysat a lot of them. And the thing is when they are under the age of 4, mom or dad leaving becomes a problem. Kids will stand and look at the door nonstop, because that is where their parents will leave out and they are waiting for them, and they will cry. I done did it as a kid. And so I'm like, anytime somebody drop a kid off with me, I want you to disappear.
I want to
distract them with something. So then all of a sudden, by the time they can realize their parents go, they're like, oh, okay.
The
wait.
Blowing of the kiss that at the window was crazy.
And
by the way, she heard her name as she was walking out the door. And she popped her head back initially, too. I said, no, go, go. And even after I said, no, go, go, she did the blow the kiss thing. It was like lighting a match,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're just going to throw it and leave.
Yeah, she started.
I got to pick up the piece.
You had to pick up the piece. Did you tell, not, you said well, you
we talked
to...
when she got home.
Okay. Cause
we talked.
I've been waiting at the door for her. I would have had a nice little cigar. Wait, I've been waiting for you. Come sit.
In a robe.
How was Mahjong? It was good?
Yeah.
You know what happened here?
You left me in chaos.
Which dog did it? Was it your dog or hers?
They're both of our dogs.
No,
but the one that was hers that got into the stick of butter that we had to take to the emergency vet.
So her dog ate her daughter's
food.
Waffle.
Waffle.
Okay.
Gone.
Okay. I would have said, baby, all this chaos ensued because of you. Let's be better.
She said, I'm sorry. And she was, but I was like, but it don't matter
anymore. You're cooked. If she has a grown woman being your wife saying, oh, honey, I'm sorry. And now you're going to have two more telling you, Dad, I'm sorry.
I know another girl.
Yeah. You're,
trust me. I was cooked. Just like, this is it.
Oh my gosh. And the next one's going to be younger. Because here's the thing. Isla's your baby now.
She's going to teach her all of her ways.
Yeah. And now you're going to have two outnumbered. And you're soft on your daughter. So now you're going to have two daughters. And if she's the baby,
the stern one is the crazy part.
You're cooked. You're absolutely cooked. You have no control of that house, and the control is just gonna get just a little looser too. What you think you have gonna be gone. Because the second daughter, if y'all don't have any more kids, you're gonna spoil her riding too. Poor guy. But no, I would definitely.
I was just looking for a little, like, it's okay, Ben. By the way, happy birthday, wife.
Oh, happy.
Happy birthday, wifey.
What a way to start the show. You should have started with happy birthday.
I probably should have.
I always say butt first, because then the happy birthday, she smiles.
Happy birthday,
butt. Like,
yeah, I should have pulled Kyle Wallace.
What a way to do that.
And
did
you're
you have
so
fun?
Right. Even when it comes to, like, going to bed, like, if I'm putting her down and mom's still home, like she asks about dad, too, and I just tell her, like, tell her I'm at basketball when you're putting her down.
Boom, disappear.
Like, well, I do disappear, no, but I'm saying when she asks about me when you're putting it in, where's dad? I want dad. He's at basketball. You know what I tell what my daughter when she asks for mom when she's going to sleep?
What do you say?
Mom's sleeping. You should go to sleep too. Mom's sleeping.
Yeah, but make two of you.
Don't you think that's smart? Instead of the blow the kiss and blow it all up.
What she said, I just couldn't help myself.
I just love her so much.
Yeah,
it was round one.
Yeah, round one of 1,000.
And then she's throwing all her stuff. Bath, everything.
Oh, you had to do bath
everything.
Time, too. And
everything.
Yeah.
Set up for success.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, at least she originally went to sleep, and you made it to today. Did you? Yeah.
Does anyone else feel this? I think anyone else relate? 800-990-3776, the Carbo's Talking Text Line.
You know, I'm so nervous about parenting with, like, the amount of energy it takes and time and consuming it is. Like, I enjoy my time. I came home yesterday, chose not to go for a walk because of the wildfires, cleaned up a little bit and sat on the couch for an hour.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
Just did nothing.
Yeah, by the way, make whatever time period she's pregnant.
Okay.
If she, God willing, if you'd like that. And it happens.
Yeah.
Call it the summer of Kyle. That's it.
The summer of Kyle. So but my last summer.
It's the last summer with all this energy that you speak of to do whatever you want with.
Well, I mean, you talking about this summer?
What I mean, whatever. I'm saying whatever you got, whatever happens, the summer of Kyle. No matter what trimester.
Make it the summer of Kyle.
Summer of Kyle. Is this the last summer you're ever going to have?
All right. I duly noted. So do the women get to do this as well?
No, because they're carrying the baby.
Oh, okay. Well, duly noted. I'll take
summer
that note.
Kyle. You want to play golf? Golf. You want to take a walk? Take a walk. You want to take a drive for 2 hours to clear your head? Clear your head.
Man, you
all gone.
Man, this is giving them a lot.
Maybe I'm coming off a little strong, coming after the ding, ding, ding as Zimmel played round one.
I mean, yesterday was pretty rough for you. Your daughter, you're coming back. Your daughter's just playing with toilet paper. You tell her to stop, and she just.
Summer of Kyle. Just remember I told you. Have the summer of Kyle.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to see how that works with my wife. But
you're married now.
Ain't that the truth? That's what I tell her. Baby, you ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
Too much paperwork.
Yep.
Stuck.
You're already talking about that?
No.
2 weeks into being married?
Stuck.
Too much paperwork. You're stuck.
You're stuck with me now. Ain't going nowhere.
Old team Mark Tauscher had a fun conversation with the ESPN Wisconsin audience this morning, 9 to noon across these various stations. I want to get Kyle's perspective and the K&B fam's perspective coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
You know, my apologies. I did want to get to something that Tausch talked about on Wildy and Tausch, but as I went to my phone, I saw something, sent it to Zimmel, and it's just sitting a little weird, right? The reality of moving on. And it becoming more real in front of your face as it pertains to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh,
I know you're just Mr. Like it's over, it's done with, and it's on to Braden Berries. I get that,
damn.
But there is an emotional
Berries. Braden Berries, get it right.
I don't care.
It ain't Berries, it's Berries.
You Berries.
Oh, disrespecting our first round. That's the franchise player right there. What
he's
you
looked
mean?
Good. Love the step back three. Yeah, that well, I like. Hey,
yeah, it was kind of clean.
So. Giannis, Bobby Portis being introduced today with the Miami Heat.
Giannis right now, probably.
And obviously Giannis is Giannis. But let's not undersell the Bobby Portis portion of this because he was the mayor of Milwaukee, right? You know, like, I'll never forget watching him high step down the floor after Chris Paul did something. And, you know, he's getting in Chris Paul's face. Like, he was the emotional engine to that Bucks team that won a championship. So when he came down to Miami, this was the initial chant at Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis! Bobby Portis! Bobby Portis!
And I was like, so we talked about this. I was like, all right, they're not doing Bobby. Maybe that's like going to just be his Milwaukee thing, right?
That's a little different. Different.
A little difference. You change the number from 9 to 95.
I-95, he said, to get down there.
Ingratiating yourself with the new team you're with is important. I get that. But he then went on the podium in the press conference introduction and had this to say.
You know, it goes like, Bobby, like that. Yeah, I like that. When they get going, they get me going, yeah. I look up in the stands, see my mom waving the towel. Yeah, it's time, yes.
That's so funny. Bobby corrected him.
Bobby corrected the fans. Hey, if you go and introduce me. But doesn't that make you sad a little?
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I had the press conference up here. It's weird. It's very weird.
It's weird.
Because the one thing that I have never had in my lifetime, and most people who are listening, and very few of y'all listening, in your lifetime can recall watching the Bucks win the NBA championship. Now, there are people here who can recall, but like you got to be 5-6 years old, at least when that happened in the early 70s, to remember. So this is my first time where I ever have such an affinity in players and a team that actually brought me a championship in the NBA. And so when those guys go off in different places, because most of it ended cordial, I mean, Giannis was weird, but it was time. I love them when they leave. Like me looking at Bobby with
you're
the Miami.
You're smiling too much.
Because look at Bobby looking clean, man. They got the nice little Miami Heat. I feel like
Heat fan Kyle.
The Heat may be second favorite team.
You were more excited talking about Bobby on the Heat than you just did for Braden.
No, stop it. That's my boy.
Burries.
Get it right. But no, it's just like, look at Bobby. I'm so happy for Bobby that he gets an opportunity to go somewhere and ball out. But more importantly,
we're talking about Gary Trent's contract is being looked at in the NBA.
Investigation.
Investigated on maybe circumventing the salary cap.
Allegations.
Allegedly.
Allegations.
And here you are getting gooey and yucky for the Miami Heat.
I'm sorry that these players have a special place in my heart. And hearing Bobby Portis, because when Bobby came to Milwaukee, he was looking for a place to call home. And so knowing that over the time he was here, he even let the fans know, like, hey, Bobby Portis, that's cool and all. But it goes, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Bobby, letting him know something that was birthed and born here in the city of Milwaukee by the mayor of Milwaukee and Bobby Portis is something he said, if y'all gonna do it, you're gonna do it right like they started up there in Milwaukee. So I absolutely love it. I do. And it should be a good day. Like,
what are you talking about?
We get to move. We moved on. It's in the past.
Is anyone with Kyle talking? Does anyone feel the same way as Kyle? 800-990-3776, Carbo's talking text line, where you're like celebrating and happy the departure of two main key components to a championship
Bobby
team. I know,
was
but like
miserable. He was a silent miserable. Bobby Portis let you know during the season, again, we've talked about it before. I have never heard a player say when a team won 8 of 10 games and then they lose a couple in a row and somebody mentions this, how you guys were playing well, how do you get back to that? He says that was fool's goal. When somebody tells you in the middle of the season, when you're trying to push for a playoff spot, when you saw us playing well, that was fool's goal. That lets you know they're completely like, I'm over this. I'm over this team. I'm over where we're at. I'm over the coach. I'm just over this organization at this point. And so that's why I'm happy for Bobby Portis. He brought us so much joy and happiness. Even you talk about him high-stepping. Any Bucks fans know exactly what you're talking about.
I know, the high-step down the court.
90 feet. He was Deion Sanders with them legs in the air. Like, that is part of our memories, man. I love it. So I can't be mad at Bobby.
It's not that, again, I'm not asking you to be mad. You just seem way too happy about it.
I'm happy for them. I'm not going to lie.
As a Bucks fan, you're just like, yeah, they got nothing for them here, so I'm happy for them.
No, I'm like, listen, I'm fine with them doing what they're doing down there, but I'm happy for them. Like, I want Bobby to be happy. I want Giannis to be happy. Giannis deserves an opportunity to continue to bring joy to his life. He brought so much joy to Milwaukee Bucks life. Bobby Portis brought so much joy to Milwaukee Bucks fans' lives. Why not go ahead and reciprocate that love and push it towards them as they go down south?
Tim, the trash man, chimes in. He's with Kyle. I'm happy for Giannis and Bobby. I'm definitely going to get me a Giannis and Bobby Miami Heat jersey.
I mean, I ain't going that far.
I'm just saying.
I ain't going that far.
You sound like if it showed up at your door,
nah.
That you'd probably put it on.
I don't know about all that. I would get a Bobby Portis Arkansas jersey before I got a Bobby Portis Heat jersey and a Giannis Greece jersey. But, you know, I like Giannis. I like Bobby. Bleep Bam Adebayo. And I hope when Bam come to Milwaukee, somebody who's, listen, I talk, but I ain't no thug. I hope somebody who bought that life on site protect our boy Tyler Hero for what Bam did to him.
Yeah, they got a lot of protectors on this young squad.
No, I'm talking, no.
I know.
I'm talking about from around Milwaukee.
Well, what about on the court? Because I don't think they're going to keep Bam. Bam's not going in the streets.
Based off what I've seen from the rookie, Nate Amit.
He's not going to be that guy.
Hey, guys, let's everybody get along, which is okay. Which is okay. We don't have an enforce on this.
Again, if you missed it, again, Kyle's very happy and excited for Giannis and Bobby in ways that I did not expect because I think this is his way of deflecting from.
Look at him.
Hey.
He looked good.
From deflecting from, again, he's just glazing at him right now, deflecting his true inner thoughts of like, wow, this is going to be a rebuild, so I'm going to celebrate Giannis and Bobby in Miami. Again, this was Bobby when he arrived today in front of the fans. And then this was Bobby at his press conference.
Bobby, like that, yeah, I like that. When they get going, they get me going, yeah. I look up in the stands and see my mom waving the towel. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, it's love. It's lit.
It was supposed to be for Milwaukee only, Bobby. It was supposed to be for Milwaukee only. embraced you like the mayor of Milwaukee, and now you're literally taking your talents, aka your chanting, to South
traded.
Beach.
He got traded. He didn't ask me to trade. They threw him in the deal.
Bro, you just said he didn't want to be here either.
Well, he was ready to go. I mean, we should have known when Bobby sold, because I think he sold his condo in downtown Milwaukee. We should have known when he started selling assets that he was
included.
He was slowly, you know, getting ready to move on. Bobby can still promote whatever bank or whatever he wants to more.
Kyle a fan of the Bucks, or does he just have a crush on Bobby Portis, Adam, in the 6-away? I think crush.
I love Bobby Portis.
This is Dodgers fan Kyle Wallace, oh. Heat fan Kyle Wallace. This is who you've branded yourself as.
Oh, look at Yanni. Look at Yanni. I'm
done with you, man.
I can't help myself. I could cry. Think about what they did for us. No, for real. Think about what they did for
him. Why do you need to see him in a Heat press conference to think about what he did for you?
Because I'm so thankful. People move on, man. People move on. And so I'm grateful that he's happy. He's refreshed. He's rejuvenated.
Dirty D, Diana McGuanago, you're on the Carbos Talking text line.
Hey, Dirty D.
Kyle, I am very, very, very upset with you.
Well,
I can't believe for a million years that you are okay with Giannis and Bobby leaving Milwaukee.
Seems like
it
Giannis and Bobby.
Breaks my heart.
Dirty D, what's more important? What you and I want or what Giannis and Bobby want?
What I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair.
I don't know why you were asking that question. The answer is what she wants.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I guess if that's your mentality, that's not my mentality, man.
You're looking at them like idols, man.
No, dude. Idols.
They're your North Star.
They're Milwaukee legends. Bobby Portis and Giannis can walk in Milwaukee in their 50s, and everybody would still gawk at them and say, oh my gosh, that's Bobby and Giannis. There will be a day where we'll be talking about like 2051, when they're celebrating 30 years of the Bucks winning a championship, like they're celebrating the Green Bay Packers winning a Super Bowl for 30 years. We'll be celebrating that, and we'll be celebrating those players just like we're going to celebrate the Super Bowl team.
On the Carbless Talking text line, Adam chimes in. Ben is hosting an ESPN Wisconsin program as Kyle is hosting a Hallmark Channel movie.
I thought you going to say, send me down to ESPN Miami. Don't do that.
No, we might have to. You seem to care more about them than... again, you talked about the Bucks Summer League guys.
I love them. Now, Braden Burries.
You don't love them as much as you're talking about them right now, because you're not a true Bucks fan. You're just a Giannis Bobby fan.
Listen, the kid hasn't even played a real game with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm already embracing everybody they traded for. I can't wait to watch this young team. What did I say, Ben? I said this team is going to win more games this season than what they won last season.
Fans chant Bobby when he plays that zombie defense. I want to see John Horst in a prison jersey. That's Steve. Well done, Steve.
I mean, yeah.
He's being investigated. Cam the man in East Troy. What do you got on the Carbless Talking text line?
What up, Cam?
You know, I agree with Kyle. It's kind of like seeing like either a sibling or like a cousin moving on to bigger and better things after getting out of a situation that wasn't good for them. You want to see your friends, family, and everybody else, you know, succeed in life.
Cam, it's like seeing your ex-girlfriend move on to bigger and better things and flaunt it in your face.
Well,
okay. But that's the thing. It's like Giannis is more like when I was growing up, my youngest brother like idolized that guy, and there's nothing more that he hated than seeing like Giannis, you know, pretty much like, remember when he booed at the crowd in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Like the tension between Giannis and just what was going on, the fans felt it, the players felt it, everybody felt it. Now it's just kind of like a big relief, you know, the situation's done and taken care of, but you don't want to see your family / friend, you know, go on to somewhere else. And just be like, I hope you, you know, do absolutely nothing and forget about us.
All right. Thank you, Cam.
I think Cam's right. He didn't go on to bigger or better things.
Yeah. All right.
Milwaukee's better.
You guys are Heat fans now. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, 800-990-3776 at the Carbless Talking text line. I'm sure we'll get to Giannis talking about his excitement in Miami as well. I need a break from Heat Kyle. We'll get back to what we're going to do. It's just hear from Mark Tauscher from Wilde and Tausch next. Mark Tauscher of Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin. As they do, they stumble into a lot of conversations about the Green Bay Packers.
And they got on the topic of rivalries. And I think it's an interesting concept because a lot of people want to throw the Bears into this conversation for some reason, which I think is crazy. Got to be longer. But we're going to take a listen to what Mark Tauscher and Jesse Nelson were discussing as Jason Wilde's out.
Rodgers run. There's one easy answer. Who has been in our headspace? Who, quote unquote, owned us?
Who's been in the Packers' heads?
The Packers' heads as a fan base. I'm not even getting into the organizational side of it because there is no doubt when Brett Favre went up to Minnesota, the Vikings were in our heads. Period. Everybody knows that. The Dallas Cowboys in the 90s owned us. They owned our headspace. They beat us on that Thanksgiving Day game with Jason Garrett throwing for like 5 million yards. Like it was finally, oh, we're finally going to get over the hump. And I think there is a part, and I don't know if any of the, I know there's going to be a lot of 30-year celebration of that Super Bowl team. I would bet that a lot of guys would say, I would have loved to have had the Dallas Cowboys come in here to end that whole deal instead of the Carolina Panthers on the NFL.
That was Tauscher talking about the Cowboys and the ownership that they had over the Packers in the 90s. What I want to know from Packers fans, 800-990-3030, text line is, what rivalry in your Packers fandom did you hate the most?
Yeah, the one I absolutely hated the most, and still to this day at this point, is the San Francisco 49ers. Let me tell you something about them 49ers. Now, in 1997, the Green Bay Packers beat those 49ers to go to the Super Bowl back in the day. Now, here's the problem. After that, they had a whole situation where there was a fumble by Jerry Rice that wasn't called a fumble, and then you had the catch by Terrell Owens. And then after that, the Packers won. But then, Ben, from 2012... all my memories against them damn 49ers in the playoffs have been L after L after L after L after L. Five losses.
I was waiting for a W.
It ain't been a W. Aaron Rodgers never beat the 49ers in the playoffs. Do you realize the Packers played against the 49ers at the one seed, I believe, were that year? And guess what happened?
2021.
Yes, the second to last season with
the divisional round as the number one seed when there was fans in Lambeau Field after losing in the NFC Championship game during the COVID. 10,000 people in cardboard cutouts.
In 2021. This offense, Green Bay Packers, where Aaron Rodgers only was able to muster up 10 whole points. And what makes it even worse is the defense was always the Achilles heel, and it wasn't even the defense that gave up the touchdown. It was a special team block kick, so it was just miserable. And then, to add more to it with the 49ers, what did the 49ers do when our team beat the Dallas Cowboys, had to play the 49ers? The Packers are up. We are Aaron Jones taking it to the house away from winning that game. The 49ers find a way to come back and beat the Packers, and the Packers have not won a playoff game since, well, haven't been deep in the playoffs since the time they played against the 49ers in the divisional round a couple years ago. So I'm just saying, the San Francisco 49ers are the team that have us. They have us. They have our number. Regular season, no.
I had written down the 49ers.
I hate the Broncos.
I was going to say, if there's one thing that I was going to push back on, the Kyle Wallace, I hate the Broncos. I've heard that many times be uttered out of your mouth.
But hate the Broncos, but you saying a team that owns, as I think Tao said, the Cowboys were our daddy in the 90s, oof. As a kid, yes, they were absolutely, but that Cowboys team was loaded. So yes, they absolutely dominated the Packers before we ended up getting over the hump. And the Cowboys haven't been none since. But I hated the Broncos because what they did, they ended our basically dynasty that I thought we had. But the 49ers by far. I mean,
2019, I don't think the Packers were ready at that point because it was LaFleur's first year and Raheem Mostert ran for 1,000 yards through that a horrible run
Raheem
defense.
Mostert. You talking about Raheem Mostert. I can talk about Colin Kaepernick.
I know.
Having Frank Roll, I think Walden, just standing there, taking off. That was just, that was terrible. So yes.
Well, you seem a little triggered.
Bro. They have dominated us in the playoffs. Every time the Packers get to the playoffs and play the 49ers over the last decade plus, we've taken an L. We have literally taken an L over the last 20 years. Anytime we matched up against that team in the playoffs, we have lost, Ben Bruss. We have lost.
Wisconsin family on Twitter. The worst team in my Packers memory was the Vikings team that had Moss, Carter, and Chris Hovan.
That he just named a couple. that team was loaded. That team, because he just talked about Randy Moss.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter, Robert Smith at running back as well. Like, that team, that was a really good team. John Randall, that team was loaded.
So, Cowboys in the 90s, San Francisco the last 10 years.
San Francisco currently.
Yes.
In the playoffs.
Currently, too. I mean,
what do you mean currently, too? Yes, the last time the Packers played in past the wild card round was in a divisional round against who? The 49ers, and we lost by three. Yeah, yeah.
Because 2022, they lose to the Lions. We know they beat the Cowboys. Lost to the 49ers. Jordan Love interception mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Not great, Bob. Eagles and then Bears. You know, there's been a lot of tough stuff that's happened to the Green Bay Packers. Because, like, obviously Seattle kind of was a mini thing. But, like in terms of... Oh, but it was really specific to...
That game.
The NFC Championship game.
That's what it was. It's the 49ers have been the... Thorn in our side.
Because I think they beat Seattle in 19 or 20 to get to the Rams before they played the Buccaneers is what I think I remember.
Yeah, the Seattle hasn't, I mean, you take away that one time in the playoffs against Seattle. I think the Packers are like, 3-1 maybe against Seattle in the playoffs over the last 20-some years. Because we beat them back when Hasselbeck said, we're going to take this, we're going to score. Like, mm-hmm. the Packers, I mean, you take away the choke game, I think the Packers have handled business against the Seattle Seahawks. It's the 49ers. They're the same team. We played them. That has to be the team we played the most in the playoffs.
Someone says on YouTube, surprised we ignored Philly.
Yeah, Philly has been an issue when you talk about FedEx Freddie Mitchell. You talk about the fact that the Packers have lost to, most recently, I think we lost two times in the last 10 years to Philadelphia in the playoffs.
It's just not enough compared to the 49ers. You know what I mean? Like, there's just too many examples of the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, the 49ers. Too many. The 49ers, we can
beat. Because even when we talk about 2021 and 2019, 2023 with Jordan Love, like that.
Your Hall of Fame quarterback in Jordan Love never was able to
Hall
beat.
Hall of Fame quarterback in who?
Excuse me. Well, maybe one day Jordan Love. And Aaron Rodgers, he never beat the 49ers in the playoffs. So that's just telling.
A lot of different answers coming through on the Carbos Talk and Text on 800-990-3776. Which rival did you hate the most when the Packers were playing them?
Do you remember the last time the Packers beat the 49ers in the playoffs?
Yes. Because, do I remember watching the game? No. I mean, I had to watch highlights, but it was back in 2001 playoffs.
2001
season. 2002. The worst part about the NFL. It's like it's all one year except for the playoffs.
Yeah, rough, man. Definitely rough.
It is Thursday, and it is around 2:45, which means it's time to line up caller 6 and caller 9 for over-under. I don't know. Have you done this with me, Zimmel? Over-under?
We did it incorrectly one time.
Yeah, that sounds about right with you. 800-990-3776. Caller 6, you're going to get a category from Zimmel, who's running the show for CCAP. You get to choose if you believe in Kyle and I as we team up with 10 guesses to get as many right answers as possible based off the category and the over-underline set by Zimmel. 800-990-3776. Caller 9, you're stuck on the other side. Whatever 6 chooses, somebody's going to walk away with a winner. Caller 6, caller 9, 800-990-3776. Over-under. Next. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Time now, as always, on this Thursday around 2:45, a.k.a. 2:52, to play over-under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for over-under.
All right, Andrew Zimmel's in for CCAT today. He's got a category and an over-under line. Kyle and I get 10 guesses to get as many right as possible. Who we got playing?
We have Travis and we have Nick both playing today, Ben.
Well, Travis from where?
Listen, I never do the where are they from type of angle. I understand where you're coming from here. I get it. It's a big show.
Travis from Unknown, is he on the over or the under?
He is on the over, probably incorrectly here. He's taking the over on you guys, and Nick is taking the under.
So wait, was your strategy to try to really beat us, or were you just trying to be entertaining?
Well, here's the thing. So C-Cat set this up for me.
Oh.
He was like, hey, I don't want you to screw this up, so here it is. So
he thinks he's already got to figure it out, huh?
Well, I'm glad he did. But based off the performance today from Zimmel.
You've been bad today.
Yeah.
It's been an off day for me. It's okay. Been an off day for me. It's Thursday.
Well, you need to don't be off during 2 to 5.
We're going to lock it.
Thank the time. We're lock the hell in.
All right. Here's the category. Packers who are getting paid in 2026. This is how much they are taking of the 2026 salary cap, what they are making this season. Your top 10. The over-under is set at 7.5.
I believe we should get this. We don't have anybody on the roster that they cut like they did in before, like it being.
Yeah.
You know.
Should be. All right. Tell us when you're starting the timer.
Timer starts right now.
Micah? You want me to final that?
Final answer, yeah.
Final. Jordan? Final. Aaron Banks.
Final. Yep.
You're supposed to tell us where they're on the list, by the way.
I could. You're just going. You're rattling them off. You want to hear it?
Yes. Yeah. Go.
Love is 1. Parsons 2. Banks is 5.
All right. And then Xavier McKinney.
Xavier McKinney, final.
He is number 8.
Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs, final.
Number 3.
Then also Zach Tom.
Zach Tom, final.
Zach Tom is number 6.
Who's 4?
Devontae Wyatt's probably on that list too because he got the fifth year, and the fifth year gives him probably at least $12 million per year. The Packers don't have a lot of money on the list.
What about LVN?
LVN, he
with his fifth year.
His fifth year.
Oh,
doesn't kick
you're
next
right.
Year.
That's kicking to next year.
And so that's why I have him here, but I'm uncertain because I mean, first round picks do get paid very well. I'm
looking at what Christian's cap hit is now.
I don't know what his cap hit is. He's somebody to look at, read, and then you look at. Oh, you know, Sean Ryan might be one. He's probably at $11 million, but I think Wyatt would be more than that.
I don't think Sean Ryan isn't a 1 year.
No, it's a 3 year deal. So I mean, I don't know.
They usually back end the cap
could
hits.
Be. But I don't recall what his.
I mean, we know. What are you doing, dude? Get your bleep together.
Let's do Devontae Wyatt.
Devontae Wyatt, final.
Number
Devontae White is number 4.
Okay, 1, 2.
How many? How many
three,
do you have?
4.
You have 7
six,
right
eight.
Now.
We got 3 more guesses to get one right.
All
right.
So you think about the safety position. You think about the defensive line. How much money did they sign?
Hargrove.
How much did they Hargrave for?
Hargrave. Yeah, I say Hargrove.
Hargrave.
I'm just writing some down.
I don't know how much Zaire Franklin's making. The cornerback position is very light. Offensive line, you have a lot of rookies. Morgan wouldn't be making more than Van Ness.
You got 1 minute remaining.
And then when you look at, you think about, yeah, I mean, I think we've gone through all the people getting paid. Like, we legitimately have. So
Hargrave, final.
Yeah, he should be on top 10. Yeah.
All right, he is number 9.
All right, let's keep going. I don't know how much Zaire Franklin's making, but I feel like Sean Ryan might be on that list.
The reason why, again, is... I was even shocked on Hargrave just because when they make these deals, they make the cap hits later. But he's getting paid enough. Where like Sean Ryan, I don't think got that big of a number that he'd be first year cap hit. Like Christian Watson's probably
on the list. You think
on the
list? Let's go Christian Watson.
We'll try Christian Watson final.
That is number 7.
All right.
All right, so we're 9 for 9.
You got 9 for 9. You got one more.
So
left.
Either I feel like he's either Sean Ryan or Zaire Franklin.
What about Jaden Reed? His contract wasn't that big, but it was still...
$15 million a year. Well, Reed would it be... Yeah, Reed probably over Ryan. I guess we could do Reed.
It'd be Jaden over Sean
it's
Ryan,
one of those
in my
three,
opinion.
Yeah.
Let's go Jaden final.
All right.
Nixon is the final one.
Keyshawn Nixon?
At 4.5 mil or 6.5 mil?
It's 7.1.
He's getting 7.1 million this year? Oh, that's what we paying Keyshawn Nixon?
That's why he wants a new contract.
I don't know why.
Well, you know why he wants one.
Well, I guess he got a 3-year, $18 million deal. His base salary is $5 million, and then
yeah, I knew he was only getting paid 5-6. Didn't know what his cap.
I didn't think his cap was so.
Congratulations to Travis and wherever you are, because Zimmel didn't get that.
Well, let's see where Travis is. You get on the phone with Travis, and when you tell him
he took his info, and they all hung up.
Oh, Okay.
Well. You playing Heat press conference in the middle of the over-under? What are you doing back there?
We got a lot going on back here, Ben. Cap, I know you don't think that we do anything back here, but...
Cap hit for Sean Ryan is $6.6 million this year. So that adds on what you were kind of thinking with the... And then... What I wonder what the cap hit is for our boy... Wait a minute. What's the cap hit for Christian Watson?
Well, he's at number
Christian
seven.
Christian Watson is at number seven at 10.5.
Jaden Reed cap hit is 6.7 this year.
So we were
yeah, we're in the
just
ballpark.
Forgot.
I didn't think
it was
going to
be that high.
Yeah.
Because it was 3.8. But I guess we have to think.
He's in the last year.
It's his last year. That's when they move their dollars
good
to
for,
higher cap hit.
Good for him. Making $7 million or whatever he making, that's good. That's a lot of money for somebody who came into the league, didn't know where they were going to be at and what was going to happen.
Yeah, but he wants more.
Yeah, Lil Cuz ever made that type of money, boy, I'd be happy. I say stop complaining.
Again, congrats to Travis on your over-under selection of believing in Kyle and Brust.
Travis from nowhere.
I can't believe you guys got that.
What do you mean? What?
I'm just surprised. I was surprised. When C-Cat sent this to me, I was like, I feel like this is a little inside baseball, a little sports cap hits. I was like, I don't know.
Bro, what do you think we
this
do?
This is what we do every day.
We may not talk about this.
Cap hits, but we're aware.
Yeah, we got it
coming
would be
up
fun.
Next, a whole deep dive into the financials of the Green Bay Packers roster.
Riveting. Very riveting.
I'm sure everyone's going to stick around for that. Instead, we're going to talk about the Brewers in 2 minutes.